This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Drake May and Matt Stafford coming down to the wire for MVP. Neck and neck, although the betting markets have fluctuated quite a bit. Yeah. Over the last 2 weeks, May, after a 5-touchdown game against the Jets, who, by the way, Mitch Trubisky just threw for 4 against the Jets, did nose in front, actually was pretty handily, heavily, the betting favorite for MVP. That flipped, though, yesterday. Matt Stafford now, betting favorite to win MVP. And I would say beyond that, it just sounds like most of the talking heads, and that's not always going to carry anything. That's not who's voting on the award. But like Tom Brady, for instance, sounds like he wants to give it to Stafford as like a career achievement award as opposed to who's having the best season. And you can make a case Stafford's having a better season. I'm not saying that's a bad argument. I do think saying you owe one to Stafford for his career and Drake May, and this is specifically what Brady said.
Yeah.
Drake May still has a lot of time left in this league, so like he'll get one.
Yeah.
I think that's bad logic. If you want to make a case on Stafford's year versus May's year, go ahead. The legacy thing versus, oh, well, May has 15 more years in the league, he'll win one. I wouldn't go there with that.
I hate it. I think it's one of the worst arguments. As dumb as, you know, Dan Orlovsky's, how many touchdowns versus 11 win teams? Like, let's put that, let's make that a stat, right? Like, that doesn't make sense to me. But being like, oh, this guy has a chance to win more is so dumb. This happens actually in the Oscars, believe it or not, where they're like, oh, this guy's young, he'll be in more good movies. Well, what if he isn't? Or recognize whoever did the best. So I'm sorry that this like 60-year-old guy, right, you go more extreme in acting, but you'd be like, this guy's never won one, let's give him one now, even though this isn't even his best movie. It's kind of a slap in the face to him. He should have won it, you know, 10 years ago. You didn't because you had like the same logic now. So just because Drake May should be in the mix many more years, you never know. And give it to the guy that deserves it. It should not be a lifetime achievement award. That's what the Hall of Fame's for. You can put Stafford in the Hall of Fame if you so choose. But Drake May, I think, did have the better season, and for a couple of reasons. I know he didn't have the passing touchdowns that Stafford had. So Stafford obviously is going to put you on the map with 46 passing touchdowns, led the league. That's very good. But he also does have a lot of stud receivers on his team. Right. So if you're talking about what J.J. Watt said about the most valuable player, and like, you know, if you take Stafford off the team or if you take Drake May off the team or that kind of thing, like that does stand out. That stands out a little bit. The turnaround that Drake May's team has had, that helps. But if you're just talking about this individual season, the completion percentage is off the charts. What he's been able to do running, right? Stafford doesn't run at all. Well, so that's a big advantage for Drake May. I think you add the yards and everything else.
I think that's the one thing that like the Orlovskys of the world either are missing or being like willfully ignorant on. Are
Stafford ran for, do you know how many yards he ran for this year?
Oh, two?
One.
He had 3 rushing yards then because it was negative going into the game.
He had a long of 6. He had 29 attempts for 1 yard.
He got a touchdown in there?
No.
Okay.
No. Drake May had 450 yards and 4 touchdowns.
Yeah, so I would add those yards to the passing total, and I would add the touchdowns to the passing total, and I would do that with Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen, and I would do it with all these Mahomes.
Yeah. I would always factor that in.
Another fun stat for you.
Either they're overlooking it or they're being willfully ignorant because, you know, Orlovsky is Matt Stafford's buddy and his former backup in Detroit or whatever. But, like, I think you have to add that into the mix. You have to.
There's another good stat. Dr. Jesse Morse on Twitter.
Okay.
He's a doctor, so obviously this is going to check out.
You've seen the degree, I'd assume.
I sure have.
Okay.
Since 2013, so pretty good sample size.
Yep.
Since 2013, every single MVP has either been on the number one or number two seed in their respective conference. Drake May, of course, two seed in the AFC. Matthew Stafford, the five seed. Because I thought this was another one, even going back 3-4 weeks ago, where these two guys were kind of teetering back and forth. And even before Stafford had that really bad game against Atlanta, I was like, well, let's see what happens. And if the Rams are the number one seed and the Pats are the two, yeah, you probably do have to give it to Stafford. But now the Rams not only are not the one seed, they don't win their division. They're the five seed. They're on the road this week. Like, I think that's a great tiebreaker because the only position that we assign win losses to is the quarterback. And so if Drake May had more wins, isn't that even more important?
Yes. And look, I mean, the Patriots have played a way easier schedule than Stafford. That's true. Stafford has more help than May. I think that's also true. So we can run around in circles on this.
Yeah.
I'd give it to May. You would as well. Who do you think actually wins the award?
Oh, Stafford wins it. And it's probably not even going to be that close. So as much as I think it should be Drake May, I think there are too many of the Tom Brady Lifetime Achievement Award people. And then there are also probably too many of the, who had the most touchdowns? Like, who had, like, let me just see, like, the raw stats, just, like, yards and touchdowns. Oh, that's for Stafford. I'll go with him. So I think it'll be him. And there's also that combination of Lifetime Achievement Award for one versus
so young.
The start of the career for another.
The only time, I'll dabble, like, last year, I would have dabbled in, I thought they owed Josh Allen one. But it was never, Lamar's young and he'll have an opportunity to win another one. Like, some of it might have been fatigue for me with Lamar, which I guess isn't fair to Lamar. And some of it is Allen was so much better the year before, I thought, and Lamar won it. So, like, I'll dabble in that. But what Brady's doing, like, Stafford's had a great career. Not even year. And he has had a great year. But what Brady said is he's had a great career and May has a long career in front of him. That's nonsense.
You know what's
crazy,
too?
Like, that's so stupid. But I think a lot of people are going to vote that way. I'm with you. I bet Stafford wins it. That would not be my vote. That's not what I would pick. I don't think it's right.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like egregious or like a travesty,
but it's close.
It's not how I would vote.
Those should be the only two guys that get votes.
But I think he wins it, yeah.
Although I think they may have changed it, right? Do they do a top three? I forget. I think they've changed because for years it was you vote for one person. Yep. Now I think it's more. So there'll be other guys that get votes. Here's another fun stat. Now, again, touchdowns are touchdowns, right? But did you see how many 1 yard touchdown passes Stafford has this year?
Was it like 12 or 13? 13. Something like that?
Yeah. That's wild.
That's crazy.
That's a ton of, I mean,
I think that's the most all time
For a single season.
It
for
is
a single season. Yeah,
yeah. The previous record was 11 by Aaron Rodgers in 2020.
I think all of Devontae Adams' touchdowns were 1 yarders this year. I think I'd have to go back and look at the game log, but I think it's something like that.
Kyren Williams is like, hey coach, maybe we can toss it in there. Hey John Voight from Varsity Blues, you think we can run one in? He's like, no.
Do you think so? Twitch chat is saying this. Rather be golfing. Drake lost it yesterday. You think Drake played poorly enough to lose the MVP yesterday?
Oh, not at all.
Stafford played poorly enough to lose it against the Falcons.
That's when I thought, okay, it's wide open now, and he's got a chance.
Do you think May played poorly?
Oh, not at all.
I don't think it was like his best game. I don't think he played poorly. I just think
they ran the ball
off all day.
They didn't do the if Vrabel decided to, he probably could have thrown five touchdowns instead of running them.
Stafford was throwing pick sixes and interceptions left and right. Like, Stafford was abysmal against the Falcons, and it was a borderline meaningless game for both the Patriots and the Rams yesterday. They both had to win to secure seeding. The Pats, the two seed, and the one seed was technically still in play, though probably not the way the Chargers were approaching that game against Denver. And then the Rams needed to win to secure the five seed.
Right.
So there was seeding at play, but it wasn't a significant game. So to me, I'd largely throw out yesterday, or I wouldn't throw it out in the total volume of the numbers, but I would look at it and say, if I felt like May was the favorite going into yesterday, nothing would have changed my mind, and I felt like he should have been.
I think it was that Monday night game against Atlanta where he threw three picks and lost to a team that's not in the playoffs. I think that was it because it was pretty neck and neck, and he was the favorite going into that one. And then I think yesterday was kind of a wash. You know, you'd be like, oh, well, he threw four touchdowns. It's like, right. He threw a couple of those one-yard touchdowns. They played the Arizona Cardinals. I know the Patriots weren't playing a great team either, but we're not really – I wasn't talking about the stats.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
I don't think it was a stat breaker. It was just you didn't want one guy to, like, collapse. And he got, the most important thing is he got another win. He got 14 wins. That was tied for the most in the NFL this year.
So I would factor that in. I, by the way, look at Drake May. I don't think game manager. I think playmaker is what I think.
Oh, yeah. Darts and scampers.
But don't tell that to our guy, Cam Newton.
Oh, my God.
This was Cam on his 4th and 1 podcast.
When we're talking about the descriptions of Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3, Drake May is well and capable, has all the upside and skill set. But last year, under his player's status, a head coach was fired. That's not to say, oh, man, you can't say that. That wasn't all Drake May. He was a young quarterback. But does Gerard Mayo have a job right now?
No, he's out of a job.
Offensive coordinator was Alex Van Pelt. Is he an offensive coordinator anywhere in this league?
Not a coordinator.
Thank you. Now insert Mike Vrabel. Now insert a dynamic play caller in Josh McDaniels. The system is right. So I can't just sit up here and say Drake May is a game changer right now because we've only had one season of dynamic play.
Well, Cam, you only really had one.
Brother, let's not go there.
You wasn't even like that. Insert the gif of Cam Newton in a Super Bowl.
I understand that, and they will not understand this. What I'm telling you is the truth. The person that's delivering the truth, you may not like. But guess what? Make sure you like, share, comment. Most of all, make sure you subscribe for more content. But to answer your question, Drake May is a game manager.
Ooh. So he knows that that's like a real insult. Like that's like the biggest insult you can say about a quarterback. But what Drake May does is really the opposite of the game manager. Right? Game managers don't run and they don't throw the deep ball.
He completed 72% of his passes and a yards per attempt of 8.889, whatever it was. Something crazy like that.
Yeah. Oh, his average yards were more than everybody in the league, I believe. Definitely more than Stafford.
He led the league in completion percentage and yards per attempt.
Yeah.
That's so he's not a game manager.
So it's a high completion percentage far down the field.
And he scoots.
Yeah.
Usually game managers like, just get down, right? Let's live for the next one. Find the open guy. You don't have it there. We'll punt, right? We'll kick a field goal. That's what we do for a game manager. So he's not that. He just knows that's sort of like a trigger word or term for quarterbacks. But yeah, between Cam Newton and Dan Orlovsky, it's very odd. It seems like it's very personal. And I guess with Orlovsky it is because he's best friends with Stafford. But like for
and
them,
wanted Drake May to sit for 2 years.
He also hated Drake May, the prospect. That's
you
true.
Couldn't have paid him all the money in the world to play Drake May, who now should win the MVP in year two. Yeah, but it is weird. Like two former quarterbacks, the way they talk about Drake May is bizarre. Because it's like, what did Drake May ever do to them? He grew up loving Cam Newton. I don't know what his relationship with Orlovsky. Probably nothing. But really, really odd trying to like knock this guy down.
I'll tell you what though, Cam, bad take. But it pops with the music. Like that.
The music.
That,
helps.
I mean, that helps that take along a lot. Like, I disagree with him.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's a good take. And yet, I can't totally hate it because the music is popping.
Make sure you like, share, comment. Most of all, make sure you subscribe.
Sounds like a skit on a CD.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, that strengthens it.
Not to give Nick and Billy more work, but maybe at the end of the week, we have Jones's take of the week. And we take a regular take from Monday, Tuesday, and then
punch
we
it up a little bit.
Spice it up with a little bit of music.
I like that. This is a good idea.
It's going to be kind of a dull take, though. Yeah, so we jazz it up with the music.
He's like, guys, I like the pass against the Chargers this weekend.
Does Gerard Mayo have a job?
Pretty good.
Yeah, I like that.
Something
good
to do.
Yeah.
But that's another one that's odd.
See, we're ideas men, is what we are.
That's all.
That's what we are. I mean, I guess taking and stealing that idea. We did get a text earlier in the show, Keith. We should have thought of this. We should have had glitter guns today that we survived another New Year.
We made it to 2026.
We should have done that. I thought they were going to say glitter guns for the Patriots making the playoffs.
No, that was anticlimactic because they didn't win in clinch, right? It was sort of like a wait.
Although
they won the playoffs, but the division we had to wait around for.
We had to sit around and wait. Yeah. That's true. But glitter guns for being back. New year, new us.
Not a bad idea.
Here on Jones and Keith. Dan's in Brockton. Hello, Dan.
Hey, give me 20 seconds. You're going to be amazed by this.
Hang on. You want to put them on the clock? Hang on, Dan.
Yeah, we'll give you 20 seconds.
If we could just get you on the clock here, Nick.
I said to my wife last night.
All right, go ahead. All right, here we go. Let's punch it up.
All set.
You're ready. Yeah.
You're running out of time.
You're eating into it.
Okay. So the 1974-75 NHL season, Bobby Orr led the league in scoring. He had 19 more goals than the guy who got the award. The Lester Patrick Award, voted by the players, went to Bobby Orr. Mm. He's the only defenseman ever to lead the league in scoring, and he did it twice. And so, anyways, he had 46 goals. Clark had 27.
Sorry, you're out of time there, Dan.
So you say,
they call it the Hart Trophy, is what they call that.
So
in
basically,
the NHL,
is he saying if May doesn't win, it would be akin to Bobby Orr?
I think not akin. I'm probably not worse.
Not worse.
But akin.
Second.
Yeah.
It'd be akin.
Yeah, it'd be on a Mount Rushmore, if you would. Of the worst MVP
emotions. I was wondering where he was going with it. I didn't know if it was like a year that maybe Brady should have won or somewhere else. Because I saw he was upset about an old MVP race.
Where I assumed it was going. But no, it was about Bobby Orr.
No, this one wouldn't be the most egregious. I just think I would vote for Drake May. Some years there's two really, really deserving candidates.
Stafford has a good case. And
so what does Stafford have? Stafford has yards and touchdowns. And
not total yards, but passing yards.
Thank you. Passing yards, touchdowns, and you would argue a tougher schedule.
Rating?
No.
He does not.
Drake May has the better rating, better completion percentage, more total yards, way more rushing yards, more rushing touchdowns, and more wins.
Better record.
That's what I'm saying, wins. Or record wins, whatever.
Yeah. Now, again, he had an easier schedule, but Stafford has more.
There's a good back and forth.
It would not be egregious.
No.
It would not be my pick, but it wouldn't be egregious.
Do you think it'll be close? Because I think there's, 50 voters. Like, how many do you think will go Stafford first?
I think most people who think May should win the MVP are in New England.
Two.
That's
we'll get two votes.
That's what I think. And then I think the rest of the country's like, it's Stafford. And it might be faulty logic, and it might be because they owe him one, or May has his whole career in front of him, or whatever. But, I think the people who think May should win is in New England. I think that'd be my answer.
Shut up, ourselves.
Yeah.
It would make it an even juicier Super Bowl, like if it ended up being those two head-to-head. That's what we want.
Well,
Pats Rams.
That's what.
Can't think of any other matchup.
David Andrews was rooting for a long time. He wants
David
Stafford
Andrews
to get the MVP
Pats
because,
Rams.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't want Drake May to get the MVP because when he played with Brady and he was the MVP.
Good point.
No Super Bowl.
Although a couple of years later, Mahomes did both. So
yeah, well.
I get it.
I was telling you what David Andrews said.
So that could be a big jinx.
Yeah, it could be.
So if Stafford
wins. It
wasn't
for Mahomes, to your point, but it could be.
So if Stafford wins and then the Rams lose in the first round, then Andrews is going to have something to talk
He's
about.
On to something.
Yep.
All right. 617-779-7937. We'll get to your phone calls here coming up. We'll also get back into Mike Vrabel discussing Stephon Diggs and Christian Barmore. Their weeks a week ago not distracting the Patriots on the field, at least not against the Dolphins. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.